USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats in the House are still trying to pass bills that focus on election security, with President Trump suggesting he'd accept opposition research from foreign entities and the Mueller report confirming Russian interference in the 2016 election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's now up to Congress to act.
There was an assault on our country.
She says the GOP-led Senate has yet to vote on a package of bills, and there's no support from President Trump.
He says it's a hoax. A hoax. President of the United States should be the one taking the lead to look into what happened there, and instead he's saying they could do it again.
Senate leaders rejected some election proposals earlier this year, saying they didn't want to interfere with state-run elections. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 17 points, the NASDAQ down 40, and the S&P 500 down 4. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A reversal in Hong Kong. Chief Executive Carrie Lam.
The government has decided to suspend the legislative amendment exercise. Restart our communication with all sectors of society. Do more explanation work and listen to different views of society.
She says she consulted with superiors in Beijing, then suspended the proposal to allow extraditions to China. Amid violent protests, the bill covered Hong Kong's 7 million residents, as well as Chinese and foreign nationals in the city. A shooting has resulted in one death at a Costco in Corona, California. A gunman opened fire inside the store during an argument. Three people were also wounded.
White guy with a mohawk, another guy, a lady, and a little kid. And apparently they were having words, and he just pulled his gun out and started shooting.
At least six rounds were fired. The gunman was arrested at the store southeast of Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A seventh American tourist has died while on vacation in the Dominican Republic. The State Department says this one happened just this week and that the woman died a day after her birthday. WCBS-TV's Alice Gaynor.
Layla Cox of Staten Island was on a solo birthday trip to the Dominican Republic when she passed away this past Monday. Layla's only son, 25-year-old Will Cox, got the news when the U.S. Embassy in the DR called him to tell him she died of a heart attack.
I do not believe it was of natural causes. I truly believe if she was anywhere else in the world besides the Dominican Republic, she'd be alive right now.
FBI officials say they're investigating the deaths of seemingly healthy Americans who died suddenly in one of two resorts in the last 12 months. One state is ending religious exemptions from vaccinations. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New York's state legislature voting to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations, a measure that was passed by both the Assembly and Senate and was quickly signed into law by the Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. The move comes as New York continues to grapple with one of the biggest measles outbreaks in decades. Most of the confirmed cases have been found in Orthodox Jewish communities in New York's Rockland County and Brooklyn. Opponents of the measure protested in Albany ahead of the vote. They're vowing to challenge the new law in court. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.